The weather forecast may say one thing, but when we look outside the window, we're seeing something different. This is Lisa Berry, and joining us now on 89.1 WEMU to talk about that is Celine amateur astronomer Dr. Brian Autumn to help us understand what's going on. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Glad to be here.
So what is going on? I know you're looking up at the sky all the time, so you're definitely noticing some new thing happening right now.
It's the fires. The smoke from the fires out on the West Coast in California and Oregon and a lot of the Western states are having fires, and that smoke is coming our way, and it's blowing across the northern part of the United States, and it's gotten to Michigan, and we see the effects out there right now.
So the forecast would call for clear skies, but they don't look clear.
No, it's not clear at all. It's milky white. It's hazy. It kind of seems like there's a whole bunch of high clouds up there, but really there's not clouds up there. It is the smoke that is causing this dingy gray haze. And then as the sun goes down, though, we kind of have the bonus is you have more colorful sunsets. We'll see more reddish and orangish sunsets. And so it's kind of cool that way.
So you're looking at a sunset and you see some orange that you may not typically see, and that's the impact of the smoke from the West Coast?
Yeah, it's amazing. The smoke gets drawn up into the high atmosphere and gets blown with the jet stream towards us. So it's just the way our atmosphere works. Things get blown along with the jet stream.
How fast does it get here?
It's taken days to get here, but it all depends on the shape of the jet stream and the direction. But it has really, if you were to Google a smoke map of the United States, you'd see that much of the northern part of the United States is covered in this smoke that is coming from the West Coast.
You think this will continue to go on all week?
Yes, this is going to continue, but it does change here based on the jet stream wiggling up and down and so on. But it could be here for days. We could have smoke effects through October. Yeah, but it seems like it's most intense right now.
As an astronomer, though, does it impact what you're seeing in the sky? Because I know we've got some things coming up that we are looking forward to seeing.
Well, unfortunately, it does affect things that are rather faint. Now, when the moon comes up, you'll see that it's a little more yellowish or orangish or brownish than you're normally used to, and that's the smoke. But we have something coming up next week on the Thursday, the 24th, and Friday, the 25th, and Saturday, the 26th. We have a really exciting time. The moon is taking a tour of the planets. The moon is going to show us how to find the planets, which is kind of cool. Next Thursday, the 24th, the moon is going to be right next to Jupiter, right after sunset. So it'll be really cool to see that. Jupiter's real bright, so you'll see this bright star right next to the moon. That'll be cool right after sunset in the evening. If you got binoculars, you can see Jupiter's moons. The coolest thing, if you got binoculars and you look at Jupiter, people just say, wow, what are those little dots next to Jupiter? Those are its moons.
Jupiter's pretty bright already, though.
It's super bright. So, yeah, the moon's going to be next to it. But just to the left of it, the next night on the 25th, is Saturn with its wonderful ring. So the moon will be right next to Saturn. And then the moon will move further to the left on Saturday night, the 26th, which also is International Observe the Moon Night. So it's NASA's International Observe the Moon Night. They're putting the word out. They have a nice website. You can just Google NASA Observe the Moon Night, and they give you a lot of ideas and resources. So the moon's taking a cool tour next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 24, 25, and 26.
And does that just happen to align with the ever-popular annual Astronomy at the Beach event?
Well, yes, we do set up the event to have the moon out there because, as you remember, we do this every year. We have big telescopes. Last year, we had 60 huge telescopes. We had 4,000 people come out over the weekend to look through the telescopes, and we always like to have the moon because it's just a really easy thing and fun thing for everybody to see before they get on to the more faint things like galaxies. But we won't be able to look through telescopes this year. We want to be safe, and so we've moved the event to be online and virtual this year.
So Astronomy at the Beach goes to Astronomy Online.
Well, it's a whole new ball game. Well, like we've been forced to adapt to, but we have a better content than we've ever had. We have real astronomers giving presentations about astronomy. We have live physics demonstrations, cool science experiments. We have Ask an Astronomer, interactive. We have a teacher forum on how to teach astronomy. And then in the evenings, we have live telescope viewing. It's not in person, but we're going to have live telescope viewing.
I know you have a remote control telescope in the desert. Will that be one of the ones we can see the view from?
Absolutely, yes. I will be doing a live YouTube event so people can just get on there. It starts at 10 p.m. both of those nights. So, yeah, we're going to be doing the live telescopes, and it's online this year. And, yeah, so it's available for more people than it was before, because before you had to get, you know, you had to get to the park, but we have more opportunities than normal.
And we will put that link with this interview on our website, WEMU.org, as well as the NASA website and the SMOKE website. Lots going on in the sky, Dr. Brian Otto. We thank you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
All right. Thank you very much.